everyone, and welcome back to the podcast. This episode is a download that came through this morning. This is not the episode that was supposed to go out today, but I had such a good conversation yesterday afternoon with someone who reminded me of this concept, and I've talked about it a lot, but there are still people coming into my world who need to hear this, and this is such a good reminder and refresher. There is one question you can ask yourself that will show you where you're going to be in 5 years. I know those are some big claims, but stay with me here because there are certain things that we will do and ways that we will adapt as our way of thinking, of making progress, of achieving what we want, of going after our goals and our desires and our dreams. But there is one question that helps us stay clear and have the clarity of what micro refinements and what small changes and tweaks we can do right now to make sure that 5-year mark is where we actually want to be. A lot of us are just in the day-to-day motions, and it's not always a strength that everyone has to plan so far in advance. And for me being myself, I'm so in the moment. I'm not thinking 5 or 10 years ahead a lot of times, and this question helps us stay on track and even surpass these milestones while feeling so good in the day-to-day process and feeling satisfied of what we're accomplishing. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Energetically Her podcast. I am your host, Kayla Langhoff, entrepreneur, women's coach, and dog mom. I am obsessed with showcasing the power of merging energetics and mindset to transform your life. If you are ready to start living your dream reality, to feel energized, unstoppable, and become a vibrational match for everything that you want, then this podcast is for you. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose for all things mindset, healing, manifestation, personal development, and so much more to become your version of Energetically Her. With brand new episodes out each week, I am so excited that you're here. Now let's get into the show. Though I've talked about this concept before, I was reminded of this on yesterday's call with her, as well as it reminded me of a live call that I had in my membership with astrology. The mentor in this group is incredible, and the women are amazing as well. They're all women in business. And someone had asked a question. We were on a live call. She asked something about not feeling like she can keep putting in all this work into what she's building, and she's not seeing any results from it. She feels pretty burnt out. And the mentor responded with this. She said, "Fear burns out, but love is forever." So that's all she said. Fear burns out, but love is forever. And it landed in a way for me. It was a Friday morning, and I just stood up out of my chair and was like, I've never heard someone put it like that, but yes, that is absolutely correct. And a lot of us are doing things from motivation of fear. A fear of what people will think, a fear of what happens if we fail, what happens if we don't have something end up how we want it to, what happens if we decide that we don't even want this. Fear is not sustainable. It's not realistic. It's not healthy. And it doesn't feel good either. Having that extra stress or pressure, or just not feeling like you have everything you need already, like you have to go outside of yourself or something else to prove something or to do something further, then we forget how far we've come. And so by doing things out of fear, of course it's not sustainable. Of course we're going to feel burnt out. Of course we're not going to fully enjoy the day-to-day because we don't have the right motivation of why we're doing something. We've been disconnected to our bigger why, our deep motivation, the sentence that we can remind ourselves of that makes us emotional thinking about it, the big reason of why we do what we do. There can be a lot of little micro reasons of, oh, I want to have freedom, or I want to feel like this, or I want to go make this much money so I can go live a lifestyle like that. Those are great, but there is actually a deeper why behind all of that. And that why cannot be rooted in fear. Otherwise, it will burn out. It will not last forever. The question to ask yourself to know where you're going to be in 5 years is, what am I doing out of love or out of fear? What am I doing right now that feels forced, that feels pressured? I'm doing this because someone told me I had to do it this way. This is the only way it's going to work. This is the only way that brings success. What can you think about in your daily life that you do, not because it feels good, not because you want to, but because you have this urgency of, oh, well, I can't skip this because so-and-so said that it has to be this way and I trust them. I see where they are. It must have to be like this. There are a million and one different ways to achieve what you want. And some of them are going to feel way better than others. It might be controversial to say, but I believe that we get to have what we want without suffering. That you don't need to feel like you make every decision from a place of lack or from a place of stress. Because that doesn't feel good. I've been there. I've done that for so long. I thought that was normal. And everything flipped on its head and I realized, oh, wow. I can be so inspired in my day-to-day life that I don't have to have that heavy shoulders anymore. I don't have to get overwhelmed so easily from a bunch of emails or from a bunch of stuff every day. When we do things out of love, it's because we want to. We are connected to our deep why of what we're doing. Maybe it's for our family. Maybe it's for someone in our life we really care about. Maybe it's giving ourselves the life that we really wanted when we were 5 years old. The safety, the security, the stability. The best way to stay motivated and connected to your vision and your why of why you're doing what you're doing is to make your why bigger than yourself. Because on the days when it feels hard and you're looking for that high vibration of love, you're looking to tap into a frequency higher than any fears or any survival mode feeling that you might feel, you're going to be able to stay more motivated when you're connected to a why that's bigger than yourself. And you're actually going to have more fun achieving your goals and making progress because it doesn't feel forced. Think about the times where you did something, you know, more spontaneous, and you just felt kind of lighter because there was no expectations. There was no planning. You weren't so rigid in your planner or your journal about, well, it has to be this way. You were just more go with the flow. And it worked out pretty good, didn't it? Expectations limit what we feel based on an external response. So having expectations for something is going to put a ceiling on what's possible. You can have standards, that's different. Standards are okay, they're necessary. But release the expectations that something you're doing has to be a certain way. Have the discernment to know that anything that you take into your life, whether it's from social media, from books, from podcasts, I genuinely believe that there are so many good people out there that want to give their best advice and help and all that stuff, and that's wonderful. But you have to remember that you have to be discerning about what's meant for you. Because someone has the best intentions, but that may not mean that their way of doing something is meant for you, and that's okay. It doesn't say anything besides there are different ways that can work better for you or that feel better for you, that provide you better results out of love and not out of fear. It gets to be fun. It gets to be easier than you think. I promise, it gets to be way easier than you think. And to recap this, the question that will ultimately show you where you are going to be in 5 years is, what am I doing today that's out of fear or love? And what would I like to believe instead? What micro changes can I make to my mindset, to my habits, even just having more awareness around the motivation behind why I'm doing what I'm doing? That will show you everything. Because even if you hit those milestones, which I'm sure you will, because you're you and you're listening to this podcast, I believe in you. I know who you are. I know how capable you are. Wouldn't it feel better to feel so good along the way? To have the journey almost even more satisfying and fulfilling than checking off the box at the end. Because the journey is the long part, right? It is the more lengthy part in time. And whether you're working on short-term goals or long-term goals, when you hit a milestone, it's like 0.1 seconds and it's done, right? You get the email, you see the revenue notification, you see the response of achieving that goal, and then you've hit the milestone and it's done. But the journey to hit that is gonna be longer than a second or a minute. It's important to remember your motivation behind why you're doing what you're doing and to make sure that's rooted in love, to make sure that grows with you, to help support you and not add this pressure, but to give you a boost, to wrap you around in a blanket of this golden light of support to make things easier and more fun for yourself along the way to get there. Don't forget to save this episode to come back to it anytime you need a refresher and a reminder. If you found this episode valuable and helpful, I would love for you to send this to someone in your life who would also benefit from asking themselves this question. And I'm sending you all so much love. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day. And until next Tuesday, bye.